We're up to Perek Shlosha Asar, the 13th chapter of Hilchas Tefillah. In most standard Rambams, this will be on page Chavtes. Halacha Aleph. Minig HaPashut B'chol Yisrael, the custom that is spread out over all of Israel, Shemashlimim Es HaTorah B'shana Achas, that the Torah reading is completed in 1 year. Maschilim B'Shabbos Shachar Chag HaSukkos, we begin the Shabbos that follows Sukkos. The Korim B'Seder Bereishis, and we read the portion of Bereishis. The Shni and the second portion, Ela Teldes, the Teldes of Noach. The Shlish is the third Shabbos, L'Yom HaShem Al Avram, we read the portion, L'Yom HaShem Al Avram Lech Lecha. The Korim V'Elchanan L'Seder Azeh, they continue reading on this order, L'Chagomrim S'tar B'chag HaSukkos, till they complete the Torah on Sukkos. V'yesh Mishamashim S'tar B'Sholosh Shonim, some people complete the Torah in a 3-year cycle. In a minute pashut, it's not a custom that is spread out. Beis. Ezra Tikkun L'Am Yisrael, Shehu Karin Klolosh B'Sefer V'Yikra Kodem Atzeres. There was an institution by Ezra the scribe that the Jews should read the curses that are found in the end of the book of Vayikra before Shavuos. We should Mishneh Torah Kodem Rosh Hashanah, and the prophecy of the bad things that would happen that is written in the book of Devarim, they should read that before Rosh Hashanah. V'minig HaPashut, the custom that is spread, Shukorim B'Midbar Sinai Kodem Atzeres, that we don't want to read the curses immediately before Shavuos, so we also read that, and then the next week we read Bamidbar before Shavuos. Vaschanan Achat Tisha B'Av. And also it's customary that we read the portion of Vaschanan right after Tisha B'Av. And Atam Nitzavim Kodem Rosh Hashanah. We read Atam Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah, so that there is a break between the curses of Kisavo and Rosh Hashanah. Also, we read Tzavas Aaron Kodem HaPesach B'Shana Pshuta. We read the portion of Tzav in a non-leap year before Pesach. Fikach, therefore, in order to get things to come out in this particular pattern, Yesha Basar Shekon Shachar Shnei Sedarim. In some Shabbosim, we read two portions in the morning. Kikon Isha Kisazriya V'Zos Tiyatoras HaMetzora, like the portion of Tazriya and Metzora. The B'chul Kosai and Bahar Sinai, and the portion of B'chul Kosai and Bahar. Kiyotzman and other such things, Dishyashlimu B'Shana V'Yikos and Astaram Bonosan, so that you should, first of all, complete it within the year, and secondly, that you should read those portions that you want to come in a particular time, in that particular time. Halacha Gimel. Malkum Shemafsikim B'Shabbos B'Shachris, Shem Karm B'Mincha U'B'Sheni B'Chamishi U'L'Shabbos Haba. The place where the portion ends, Shabbos morning, you start from there to read the Monday and Thursday prayers, and then the Mincha prayer of Shabbos. And that's where you also start the next Shabbos morning. Ketzer, for example. Shabbos Rishona, Karm B'Shachos B'Seder Bereishis. The first week after Sukkos, we read the portion of Bereishis. The Mincha Karn El Toldos Noach, Asar P'sukum Ayosir. At Mincha you read El Toldos Noach, you start the portion of Noach, and you read 10 sentences or more. Chayim B'Sheni B'Chamishi, and you read the same Torah reading on Monday and Thursday. So on the Shabbos, the coming Shabbos in the morning, you start again from that same spot, Eilat Toldos Noach, for Koreitz of a Seder, and you read to the end of the portion. Well, Derechazu Koren Kol Hashana, in the same way you read all year. Maftir Mechol Shabbos V'Shabbos V'Novi Main Shekar B'Torah. You read each Shabbos in the prophets something similar to what was read in the Torah. Dalit. Rosh Chodeshim on Rosh Chodesh on the new moon. Tzarishin Kor Shloshim Pesukim LePashat Tzav. The first person reads 3 sentences from the portion of Tzav. Vasheni Chozev Kor Pasuk Gimel Shikar Rishon. Vashnei Pesukim Shachro. The second person repeats the third sentence that was read by the first person, and he reads another 2 sentences afterwards. Vishishai BePashat Shloshim Pesukim. So he should leave over 3 sentences in the parsha, as we read before. In the previous chapter, that you, when you finish the Torah reading, you have to have at least 3 sentences till the end of the section, of the next paragraph. Ashnishi kar shlosh psukim shashayo sheni im ubayom haShabbos. The third person reads the 3 sentences left over by the second, plus the small paragraph of yom haShabbos. Ravi korei uberosh haChadoshim. The fourth person reads uberosh haChadoshim. Chol Rosh Chodesh Liyis B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, Matir Shnei Sfarim B'Shachris, you take out two Torah scrolls in the morning. Bechet Korban B'Seder Oso Shabbos. In the first you read the portion of that Shabbos. U'B'Sheni Korban B'Mashnim U'B'Rosh Chodeshim. V'Maftir Korei Inyan Rosh Chodesh. The second one, the one completing the reading, reads U'B'Rosh Chodeshim. And the Maftir, the one getting the Torah, reads the matter of Rosh Chodesh. Because the Mishnah says, it appears from the Rambam here, that the last Aliyah, the seventh one, reads from the second Sefer Torah. And then the Maftir also reads Rosh Chodesh. And because the Mishnah says, the Rambam holds you could do that, but not that you necessarily have to. You could have the first one complete the first Sefer Torah, and the Maftir read from the second. But the Rambam is saying that you could do it that way too. Maftir, in the reading for the prophets, you say, Vayimita Chodesh B'Chodesho. The Torah, Vayimita Chodesh B'Chodesho. If the new moon of Av falls on a Shabbos, Maftirim Chodeshechem U'Moadechem Sona Nafshi. The Haftarah is Chodeshechem U'Moadechem Sona Nafshi, which is the Haftarah from Yeshaya, which is talking about the bad things to get us prepared for Tisha B'Av, but also mentions Rosh Chodesh there. Rosh Chodesh Chalis Bech B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls on a Sunday, Mafirim B'Shabbos Shalfana V'Yomelo Yohanasan Mokha Chodesh. We say the Haftarah and the Shabbos preceding it, V'Yomelo Yohanasan Mokha Chodesh. It talks about that tomorrow will be a new moon. Hey, Kala Olalikos B'Torah, Paseach B'Dover Tov, B'Sayim B'Dover Tov. When you go up to read in the Torah, you start with something good and you end with something good. You time your reading, or where you complete and start the reading, to be with something good. What we have in our Chumashim, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, is just a custom that we have. They're really, by halakha, you have a right to stop in other places. And the Rambam is saying that you should make sure that you stop at a good place and start at a good place when it's talked about something good and positive. Avo Pashas Hazinu, but in the portion of Hazinu, Kora Rishna Zachar Yemos Solom, the first person reads till Zachar Yemos Solom, the second person reads from Zechariah Mosolam till Yarkivehu. Vashlishi, and the third, Miyarkivehu ad Vayarashem Vayinatz, till Vayarashem Vayinatz. Ravi, and the fourth person, in Vayarashem Vayinatz ad Luchachmu. He reads until Luchachmu. Vachamishi, the fifth person, in Luchachmu ad Kies al Shemaim Yodi. He reads from Luchachmu until Kies al Shemaim Yodi. Lashishi, and the sixth person, Michiesa al Shemam Yadi, from Kies al Shemam Yadi at Sol Fashir, till the end of the song. This is the way we have it too divided. And in this case, it does end in some places in bad things. Lalam Poskim Babinyan Oselu, why do we stop in these particular topics? Mishin Dechocha, because they are admonitions. Beshir Suram B'Tshuva, so that the people should return and repent. To inspire them to do Tshuva. Allah Chavav. Shmona psukim shebesof haTorah mutalikus osim beisakneses b'pachs me'asara. The eight psukim at the end of the Torah, you can read in the synagogue even if there are less than 10 people. Af mishakol haTorah hi, shakol Torah hi, even though it's all part of the Torah. Mumoshe pi hagvura amra, Mumoshe wrote it from the words of Hashem. Hol umashman shemacha mitzvos Moshe, since their plain meaning is that they're after the death of Moshe, v'nishtanu, so they're different, because they speak of after the death of Moshe. V'kach mutu liyachad likros also, therefore an individual can read them even if there isn't a minyan in the synagogue. Ravid says, lo shemana dovah zeh me'olam, we never heard of such a thing. Mashamu yachad karosan, it does say that an individual reads them. Lomer sheino mafsik behen, it means that you can't stop in the middle of those eight psukim. One person must read the whole eight. V'chis v'yishalmi b'mgillah, that's what the Yishalmi in Megillah says. V'komus alala nogu sha'olam likros v'tar hulavado kore v'nachazin kore imo. The Ravid says that in his place the custom was that when they said that an individual should read it, they would really have this done literally, that you wouldn't have someone called for the Aliyah and have the reader read, as we usually do, but the one called for the Aliyah reads it himself. Umashikosav hu inyan zaris hu miyod. What the Rambam writes is very strange. Vatzibur heichen hochu. Where did the congregation go to? What is this reading it by yourself? The Kesef Mishnah says that that it could be a case where there were 10 people in the synagogue, and then one of them left. So now there's only 9, so you're still allowed to read it even though there's not 10. I don't understand myself what the Kesef Mishnah means, because that law is true everywhere. That law is true, even not these 8 psukim. If you started off with 10 and some of them left, you can read any, you can continue the reading. Unless perhaps the Rambam holds that the law that says that if some of them go out, you can complete the Torah reading, does not apply for a regular Torah reading, and maybe only applies to these 8 psukim. And that's what the Rambam means here. At any rate, we continue with Halacha Zayin. Klalus Shabbataras Kohanim, the curse is written in the book of Vayikra. In Mafsikim Behen, you don't interrupt them in the middle. Alachat Torosa, and one of them reads them. Masal Pasuk Shalapneim, Umsan Pasuk Shalapneim, starting with the Pasuk before and ending with the Pasuk afterwards. The Kasimisha says it doesn't necessarily mean one Pasuk, because you're not supposed to start a portion or end a portion with less than 3 psukim. In other words, he means that you don't start with them and end with them, but you read a little before and a little after. Klaus of Mishnah Torah, Imrotz Elisu Behen Posek, the curse is in the book of Devarim, if he wants to stop there in the middle, he can. However, it is the custom of the people not to interrupt there, but one person reads all of them. Ches. We interrupt when a holiday or Yom Kippur comes, and we read about that holiday and not about Shabbos, not the order, the portion of the week of Shabbos. Moshe Tikkun L'Yisrael Shikor M'chol Moed Inyano. Moshe instituted for the Jews that they should read on the each holiday something about that holiday. The Sholin V'doshin B'nyano Shel Yom B'chol Moed Moed. You ask and discuss matters of that day on each and every holiday. Umayin Torah, and what do they read? Pesach V'pashas Moed Shabtos Kohanim. In Pesach you read the portion of holidays in the book of Vayikra. V'nogom Likos B'yom Rishon Mishkul Kul Chem. It's customary on the first day of Pesach for people to read the portion of Mishul Kulachem that describes the taking of the Paschal sacrifice. Mufkirim v'Pesach Gilgal, and they say the Torah about the Pesach that the Jews held in Gilgal when they entered the land of Israel. Yom Tov Sheni Shar Chesav, on the second day we read the laws of Pesach and the other holidays beginning with Shar Chesav. Mufkirim v'Pesach Yoshiyahu, and the Haftarah deals with the Pesach that the Jews had under Yoshiyahu. The Shlishi on the third day, Kaddish Likol Bechor, in the portion of Bo, we read Kaddish Likol Bechor. Revi'im Kesef Talva, on the fourth day, we read in Mishpatim and Kesef Talva, which ends discussing the holidays. The Chamishi Psalacha, on the fifth day, Psalacha in Kisisa, which also ends with the holidays. The Shishi V'yasub Neisrosa Pesach Pomoado, on the sixth day, that the Jews should make the Pesach on its appointed time. Also talks about the Pesach and the Pesach Sheni. Yodov Achron Vehi B'Shalach at Sof Hashir. The last day we read Vehi B'Shalach till the end of the song. At Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha, till Ani Hashem Rofecha. Naftirin Vida B'David, we do the Torah, the song of David. B'Shmini Kol HaBachar. Naftirin Od HaYom. On the eighth day, the Torah reading is Kol HaBachar from the Book of Dvarim, and the Torah is Od HaYom. Tes. B'Teres Kol B'Shiva Shavuos. It says in the Gemara that on Shavuos we read the portion or about Shiva Shavuos that describes the Shavuos. The Rambam says, "Minik Pashut Shikar Biyom Tov Rishon B'Chodesh Hashlishi Maftirim B'Merkava." The custom that spread is that on the first day we read B'Chodesh Hashlishi that describes the giving of the Torah, and we read the Merkava, the chariot of Yecheskel. Shinikar Pashas Modos Kol HaBachar. On the second day we read the portion of the holidays beginning with Kol HaBachar. Maftirim B'Chabakuk, and we say the Torah from Chabakuk Yud. Rosh Hashanah Kohen B'Chodesh HaShvi'i Be'achad L'Chodesh. And Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, you should read the seventh day, the first of the month. Minik Pashut, the custom is, Shekarim B'Yom Rishon V'Hashem Pakad Asara, Maftir V'Hi Yishachem Min Haro Masayim. That on the first day, you read V'Hashem Pakad Asara, how Hashem remembered Sara. And the Torah is V'Hi Yishachem Min Haro Masayim, about the birth of Shmuel, which shows God remembering Sara and Chana. Shekarim V'Lekini says Avraham, the second day we read about the Akedah. Mafirna ben Yaakov Ephraim, when we read the Torah that talks about the love of Ephraim, that Hashem has to Ephraim. Yud Aleph. B'Yom Kippurim, B'Shachar is Koran Achrimos. In the morning you read Achrimos, which describes the service of Yom Kippur. Mafirna Koam Aram V'Nisa. And the Torah is Koam Aram V'Nisa. But Mincha, we read the portion of forbidden relationships in Achri Mos, so that anyone who did it should remember and feel bad and repent. The third person gets an aliyah in the Torah and reads the Torah from the book of Yonah. First 2 days of Sukkot, we read the portion of the holidays from Vayikra, Shara Chesav Oez. And the Haftarah of the first day begins with Hinei Yom Bol Hashem. The second day, Vikol Olam Melech Shlomo, that describes the Sukkot and the time of the dedication of the first temple. On the last day, we read Kol HaBachar, and the Haftarah is Vayikach Al HaShlomo, which also mentions the eighth day over there. And the next day we read Vizosa Bracha, we complete the Torah, and we read Vayamot Shlomo, also about the eighth day of the Beis HaMikdash, or others make the, read for the Torah the first chapter of the book of Yehoshua. The other days, the intermediate days, you read about the sacrifices of the festival. Yudgimel Ketzat. Each day of Chol HaMoed, it reads two portions. B'yom HaShlishi, Shul Chol HaShemoed, and the third day, which is Chol HaMoed, Kor HaKon B'yom HaSheni. The Kon reads about the sacrifices of the second day. V'Levi Kor B'yom HaShlishi, the Levi reads about the third day. Yisrael Kor B'yom HaShlishi, and the third Aliyah, you repeat B'yom HaShlishi. Revi Chozer Kor B'yom HaSheni B'yom HaShlishi. And the fourth Aliyah repeats and reads the second and the third. Similarly, on the fourth day, which is the second day of Chol HaMoed, you read 3-4, and then 4-3-4. And the same pattern follows each day. Every day of the holidays. And on Yom Kippur, in the 7 days of Pesach, you take out 2 Torah scrolls in the morning. The first, you read these things that we discussed. And the second you read about the sacrifice of that particular day, that's found in the book of Bamidbar, the Torah. The one who reads about the sacrifice is the one who has the Haftarah in the prophets. Every day that you take 2 or 3 Svarim out, if you take out one after the other, in other words, when you finish one, you take out the other. When you return the first one, you say Kaddish and take out the second one. Shemachsas Achron Omer Kaddish. And when he puts the last one in, he says the Kaddish again. Ramanu, we already said, Sheminig HaPashut, that the minig that is spread is Lomar, Kaddish Acher Shekorei Hamashlim Li Olam. Whenever the last Aliyah reads, afterwards we always say Kaddish. Akach Matim B'Navi, then you have the Haftar of the Navi. Zayin Shabbos Chol Aliyos v'Chol HaShemoed, Bein BePesach Bein BeSukkos. If Shabbos falls on Chol HaMoed, whether it's Pesach or Sukkos, Korin Bo, so Shabbos Re'at Omer Elai. You read Re'at Omer Elai from the portion of Kisisa. Mufdim BePesach Atzamos Eiveshus. On Pesach you make the Torah about the dried bones that come to life in Yecheskel. V'Chol HaBetoch HaChag B'Yom Bo Gog. If it falls in Sukkos, Chol HaMoed Shabbos, you read about the Battle of Gog and Magog. Loch Yud Zayin. On Chanukah, the first day you read from the priestly blessings in the portion of Balos, in the portion of Noso, and you read till the end of the first sacrifice brought on the first day. On the second day you read about the Nosi brought the sacrifice on the second day. The same you read each day until the eighth day. The eighth day you read till the end of all of the sacrifices, not just the eighth, but you read 9, 10, 11, 12, and Sofa Seder, and then you finish the whole portion. On the Shabbos of Chanukah, you say the Haftarah about the menorah in the vision of the prophet Zechariah. If there are 2 Shabbosim in Chanukah, the first Shabbos we read the menorah of Zechariah, the Shnei Bnei Shlomo, the second about the lamps of Shlomo. The Kor Ben Yechanukah Shemaftu Benavi, the person who reads about Chanukah is the one who reads the Haftarah. That's the Maftar. The Pur Karm Shachos v'yavu Amalek. Pur we read in the morning v'yavu Amalek. Yilchaz v'tishabav Karm Shachos kisolid banim. In Tishabav we read in the portion of Eschanan kisolid banim. Maftir masof asifeim num Hashem. We say the Torah beginning with asof asifeim num Hashem. V'mincha Karm v'yichal Moshe k'shay mei atainis. In the Mincha we read v'yichal from the portion of Kisisa like on other fast days. Shatainis shana masanin l'mashir la'avasinu Karm Shachos v'mincha. Harishon Karav Yechal, Moshe Arba Psukim. On the other fast days that we read, that we fast to commemorate bad things that happened to our ancestors, we read in the morning and in the afternoon. The first person reads the first four Psukim of Yechal Moshe. V'karsheni v'shlishi mipsal l'cha, adasherni osimach. Then we skip over, and the second and third person start reading from psal l'cha and finish till asherni osimach. V'taydash goes also natsibar mipnei atzaras. Fast days that are proclaimed by the congregation because of the bad things that are happening, like a famine, whatever, or a plague, and so on. We read about the blessings and the curses. So the people should repent. And their hearts should be humbled. Also when they hear these things. It's a custom of the people in the 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av to say the Aftara of words of admonition. Shabbos Rishonim Aftirim B'Divrei Yirmiyahu. The first Shabbos we read Divrei Yirmiyahu. Shniyah Chazon Yishayahu. The second Shabbos we read Chazon Yishayahu. As the Rambam already mentioned before, even if Rosh Chodesh falls on Rosh Chodesh Av falls on a Shabbos, you read Chazon you read about Chodshechem U'Mo'adechem Son of Nafshi, which is found in Yishayahu. Shlishis Eicha Hoysel Azona. The third one we read in the later part of that chapter of Yishayahu, how Eicha Hoysel Azona. Whoa, how has the city turned into a harlot? So also it's customary the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av to read the, also from the book of Yishayah, the Haftar beginning with Nachmu, comfort ye my people. The custom spread in our city is that we say the Haftarahs about words of comforting from Yishayahu from Tisha B'Av until Rosh Hashanah. The Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur maftirim Shuvah Yisrael. The Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you say the Haftarah of Shuvah Yisrael, return Israel. Chav, Shchodesh Adar Shcholiyus B'Shabbos Karm B'Pasha Shkolim maftirim B'Yoyada Kohen. If Shchodesh Adar falls on the Shabbos, you read the portion of Shkolim and you say the Haftarah of Yoyada HaKohen that talks about how they put a box and put shkolim into the box in the temple. V'chenim chal Rosh Chodesh Adar liyus b'toch haShabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls in the middle of the week, afilu be'av Shabbos, even on a Friday, magdimim, then you read before, v'karim b'Shabbos l'fonav, and the Shabbos before it, v'pasha shkolim, the portion of shkolim, the shkolim coins that were given to the temple. V'shneir karim zachar, the second week, you read the portion of zachar, talks about to remember Amalek. We say that in the book of Shmuel, I remembered what Amalek did. What do we count as the second Shabbos? The week in which Purim will fall, even if Purim will fall on a Friday. So the Shabbos immediately preceding that is Pasha Zachar. Shlish is the third week on Paraduma. We read about the red heifer. Maftirim v'zorakti aleichem, we read the Torah of v'zorakti aleichem, I will sprinkle upon you, talks about purity. Beizu Shabbos Shlishis, how do we define the third Shabbos, Asmuch l'Revias, next to the fourth? How do we define the fourth? We'll see in a moment. Revias karen achodesh azeh, on the fourth you read about the achodesh, the new month, the special month of Nisan. Maftirim berishon bechad l'chodesh, and the Torah begins with berishon bechad l'chodesh. Beizu Revias, how do we define the fourth? Anything in which Rosh Chodesh Nisan will fall on that week, even on a Shabbos, on a Friday. So the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the fourth week, Parshas Chodesh, and the one before that would be Parshas Parah, Chavala. Nimza Samar, so it comes out like this. Sometimes there's a break between the first and the second Shabbos, and between the second and the third. Sometimes you have two breaks. Between the first and the second, and the second and the third. But there's never an interruption between the third and the fourth, because the definition of when the third is the one before the fourth. Chav Beis. Achashakar and Seder also Shabbos, B'sefer Shetziyah Rishon. All of these portions of these four, they're read in a second Sefer Torah after the portion of the week has been read from the first. Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar Li is B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Shabbos. V'haya Seder also Shabbos B'vata Tetzaveh, the portion of the week is after Tetzaveh. So if you read after Tetzaveh till the end, and then you read Kisisa for Parshas Shkolim, it comes next anyway. So here's what you do. Karn Shishim Vata Tetzaveh Ad Vosisa Kir Nechoshes. The first six read from Vata Tetzaveh, and they read into the next portion of Kisisa till Vosisa Kir Nechoshes. Ashvin, the seventh one, Chosev Karn Mechisisa Ad Vosisa Kir. He repeats the part of Kisisa till Vosisa Kir, so that it should purposely be read twice to show that it is a special Shabbos. Otherwise, they think they're just continuing and happen to read into that. So it's repeated twice to show that it's special. V'yaseid also Shabbos Kisisa Atzmo, if the portion is Kisisa itself. Karn Shishim Kisisa Ad Vayakel. You read the portion of Kisisa till Vayakel. V'shvi Chosev Kor V'sev Sheni, and the second one reads from the second book, Mechisisa Ad Vasisa Kir Nechoshes. From Kisisa until Vasisa Kir Nechoshes. In other words, the portion of Shkolim. By the way, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, with our present calendar, none of these things can happen. Can't come out at Parshas Tetzaveh or Kisisa. Rambam is just talking when it can come out, what you do. Chav Gimel. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on a Shabbos, Motzin Shlosh Esfarim, you take out three Sefer Torahs. Harishin Korbo Seder Hayom. The first you read the portion of the week. Hasheni Korbo Inyan Rosh Chodesh. And the second you read about Rosh Chodesh. Hashlishi the third, Korbo Kisisa. You read the Parsha Shkolam of Kisisa. V'chein Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shechol Lias V'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on a Shabbos, Motzin Shlosh Esfarim, you take out three Sefer Torah. Korn Seder Yom B'Rishon, the portion of the week in the first, V'inyan Rosh Chodesh B'Sheni, and Rosh Chodesh in the second, V'Chodesh Hazan, the portion of the Chodesh, V'Shlishi in the third. Chav Dalet. Rosh Chodesh Tevesh Cholis B'Shabbos, if the new month of Tevesh falls on a Shabbos, Matzin Shlosh Esfarim, you take off three Sifrei Torah. Harishon Korbo Seder Yom, the first you read the portion of the week, V'Sheni Korbo Inyan Rosh Chodesh, the second you read about Rosh Chodesh, V'Shlishi Korbo Inyan Chanukah, and the third you read about Chanukah. Cholis B'Emtza Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls in the middle of the week, Rosh Chodesh Tevis, which is in the middle of Chanukah, Shlosh Korban Binyan Rosh Chodesh, the first three read from Rosh Chodesh, Ravi and the fourth Aliyah, Korah reads Binyan Chanukah concerning Chanukah. Chopei, Api Shalom Shmei Kol HaTorah Kula B'chol Shabbos B'tzibur, even though a person hears the entire Torah in the course of the year in the synagogue on Shabbos, you're obligated to read for yourself individually each and every week the portion of that Shabbos. You're supposed to read the Chumash twice, the Targum, and read the Targum, the Aramaic translation, once. A pasuk shein bo Targum, and a pasuk that does not have any Aramaic for it, because it's just like names or something that has the same meaning in Aramaic as in Hebrew. Then you read it three times. So that he completes the portions together with the congregation. In other words, he finishes before the Torah reading on Shabbos that particular portion that's read in the Torah.